Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Now let me turn to my guest who's here in the studio with me this morning. Patience Williams is back from the San Juan County Partnership. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
And community gardens is our topic this morning, and it's kind of exciting to be talking about this and some other the grants and proclamations and other things that you have to share with us this morning. But give us a kind of brief overview on the concept of having a community garden.
The community garden, there's so many different aspects to it and benefits. One, of course, is to build community within the community.
Sure.
You know, right. To bring people together in a setting that is beneficial for all.
Right.
You know, some are longtime gardeners, some are new gardeners, and we're trying to reach out to all different parts of the community with that. If you're a longtime gardener and you just don't want to do with the water shortage this year, don't want to do it at your place, we have a little area that's irrigated.
Right.
You can do that. There's gardeners that they just moved to the area. They're renting or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And you can come in and get to know your community and be part of your community.
So. And reap some of the benefits, I would assume,
Absolutely.
Of the garden at the end of the growing season, right?
Right,
isn't
right.
That the idea?
We're going to reap some benefits. Echo Food Bank is going to reap benefits. And then, you know, our community as a whole, just by coming together.
Right. So the last time you were here, we were talking about this a little bit. And you have been a busy person because you now have a location. And there's some things that are happening with the community, the one community garden we'll be talking about this morning, and there are others around the county. We should mention that as well.
Yes.
But you're mostly involved with one in Farmington,
yes.
Off of 20th Street.
Off of 20th, right? It's the old farmhouse community garden.
Okay.
And Representative Strickler has donated his property behind the school or behind the farmhouse for the community garden. He has donated all the water.
Right.
It's irrigated.
How about that?
And we have a shed for all of our tools that Molly Jackson with Farm Farmington was able to provide us with money. And we went and grabbed a bunch of, you know, rakes,
gardening
shovels,
tools,
gardening
all the things
tools,
you need.
Everything. Yeah. We have a shed there with a sign-up sheet so we can all have each other's contact information and really build that community. Picnic table. He's gone all out.
Wow.
It's been wonderful.
And so this is located off of 20th Street. And I think, when you told me, I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no room for a garden on that stretch of 20th Street. But it's really almost middle of town.
It is.
And it's like a half a block off of 20th Street, off of the alley on the north side of the street.
Correct. If you turn down Santiago and the first alley right there to the east, or the west, sorry.
To the left, right?
Yep. Okay. And you just go down there and you'll see the two garden plots at our gate. And we will have a sign up soon.
Okay.
We do have a web page. You can go to the NMSU website.
Okay.
And go to the community garden.
All right.
We also have a Facebook page.
Okay.
The Old Farmhouse Community Garden.
Okay. That's
so
what it's called. That's
yes,
the official name.
Old Farmhouse Community Garden.
All right.
Yes.
There you are. Great. And so, and this is, and of course, I love history anyway. Mm-hmm. And so this was part of that farm that was part that where the farmhouse is and was.
Correct.
And so it was surrounded with acres and acres of orchards at one time, I suppose, right?
Yes, correct. It
Back
was all
in the
orchard.
Day,
yep.
When
absolutely.
Farmington was a farming town.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
So we're getting back to our roots a little bit with this.
Yes. And we have fruit trees. He's planted fruit trees all around, and we have grapes that have been there for ever,
right?
Yes.
Okay. And so if someone wants to get involved, what's the first step? Do they need to reach out to you somehow?
Yes, or reach out to me or Bonnie Hopkins.
Okay.
And her email is very easy. It's bhopkins@nmsu.edu.
Okay.
Mine is a little
she
bit longer.
She's the local cooperative extension agent, we should say, and folks don't know who she is, but right.
And then mine with the partnership is williamsp at sjcpartnership.org.
Okay.
And there's all the information there. You can get on, and just if you don't know if you want to plot or not, you can just come on to our newsletter. We are going to be having workshops throughout the summer. We're going to bring kids in. We have a learning row that Bonnie and I had planted with pollinators and some different things. So the kids will come in and do tastings. But the kids really know where the food comes from.
Right.
Taste it right out of the ground, get their hands in the dirt.
Okay.
So we'll have some plans all throughout the summer.
Interesting.
And open to everybody who wants to come and join. It's not just those who have a plot there. So.
And how big are the plots?
They're split, so they're 70 feet long.
Okay.
But they're split in half, so about 30 feet
okay.
or so, and then we have the walking rows, and they're free this year. This is our pilot year,
okay.
so there's no payment. The only thing that is required is that a quarter of your yield. So if you get 20 pounds of tomatoes,
quarter of that
goes to Echo Food Bank.
Nice.
And Vicki gave us a list of what we need for that, and it's super simple.
Okay.
No red tape to go through.
Nice.
Which is nice.
Easy breezy.
Yes.
You like that.
Yes.
And so it'll really give folks an opportunity to see if this is for them and, right. and what it's all about. But obviously the other side of that is the maintenance and, mm-hmm. and you can't just set it and forget it.
No.
There is a little bit of gardening that needs to happen, right?
There is a little bit of gardening. And, you know, as a pilot year with us, this is our first try at it. You know, James had a vision and he really wanted to do this and, you know, partnering with everybody. And so we ask that you keep it weeded and that if you do have vined,
uh-huh.
produce, you know,
things that are
trellis up,
right?
Trellis up, water, you know, everybody or not everybody knows that for the first week or so after you get new roots in the ground, they need to be watered every day.
Okay.
Not every other day, mostly with this heat right now.
Right.
So every day for the first week or two to get those roots established, and then you can get on a watering schedule. If you're out of town, if you can't do it, you know, that's what the community is for, is you can be, hey, you know, can you water my plot today? We have hoses. We have four places for hoses right now.
Okay, right.
To where you can bring, and we have hoses that are there.
Sure.
You can bring your own soaker hose or whatever, but we have hoses provided.
There are some there too.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. And I know you'll probably be doing some more maybe meetings for folks who are interested in getting mm-hmm. involved, but now is really the time to start getting things in the ground, right?
Now is the time. You know, June 1st is kind of like
the day?
Go day, a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty. I don't even have anything in the ground in my house right
Uh-oh.
Now.
Okay.
So concentrating on this. But no, so June 1st is kind of like, okay, let's get stuff in the ground and go. And if you need any assistance, if you want to do the garden and need assistance,
right.
you know, that's what we're available for.
And you can tell us, or you have resources that can tell us what would grow well at
yes.
a certain date. If I don't get my act together till the June 15th, it's not maybe too late to do
no.
some shorter growing season things.
Absolutely.
I suppose, right?
Yes. Bonnie has all that information. I would
refer to
Bonnie on that one. Absolutely.
Okay. But it's not the end of the world
no.
if you don't think about doing this for
no,
a while.
No, and there is quite a bit of things. You know, tomatoes, everyone wants tomatoes, and they do. I mean, if you don't have them in the ground pretty soon, much shorter growing season
yeah.
for those. But there is a lot of things that go quickly.
Right. But you can't really grow pineapples probably in our area.
You know,
that's not
probably
gonna
not
work
pineapples
too well.
And, you know, the artichokes and stuff like that might take a little bit longer to grow. So
right. But there certainly are some opportunities.
Absolutely.
And the soil is pretty good in this plot, you were saying, right?
The soil is
in
really
area,
good.
Right?
And, you know, next year it's going to be even better.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually looking at doing a cover crop after the growing season
right.
throughout the winter to keep that soil up and going. We talked about that the other day.
Sure. Very exciting. And so again, and part of everybody's plots is going to go benefit the Echo Food Bank.
Correct.
And we know from previous conversations with them that they provide food for needy families, of course. They also help with the local food kitchens and, mm-hmm. and things like that for folks who are in need and things like that. So it really
right.
does go pay
right.
it forward
it would be
a lot.
So nice to have, you know, our local people that are in a rough spot right now to be able to have some locally grown
yeah.
and grown with love
right.
fresh produce. I mean, that's going to be the best part, is really being able to help that. And
sure.
So.
And that's the big thing. And another part about this is the locally grown part of this, and nothing against our great grocery stores, but there's something about a vegetable or a piece of fruit that's off the tree or out of the ground that hasn't been in a truck for 5 days.
Yep.
That tastes a lot better.
Tastes a lot better. And the nutritional value, you know, we don't realize that, you know, that head of lettuce that's, or can of, or apples or whatever that's every single day they're in that truck, they lose nutritional value.
Right.
So
a lot of kids don't know lettuce doesn't grow in a bag.
No.
In a plastic bag.
And it's not perfectly round all the time.
No, that's right.
Comes out as leafy greens,
that's
literally.
Right. So a good learning opportunity as well. But this is another thing for kids of all ages, I suppose.
Yep.
And you mentioned you've got some maybe growing testing areas for kids to go in and maybe kind of see what's growing and how it's doing from week to week.
And, you know, if you do get a plot, you know, bring your kids. Bring your kids. We had that question asked us the other day. Well, can we bring our kids? And it's like, absolutely. You want those kids to come in and learn. And, you know, when kids learn where their food is from and they taste those fresh vegetables and everything just right out of the ground, it starts those habits early to where instead of candy or chips or whatever, they have that fresh.
Right.
Right there, and they like it. And if they grow it themselves, if you let them put that seed in the ground and it's theirs to cultivate, and it's theirs, they're going to eat it, even if they don't like it.
Right.
They're going to eat it because
they
grew
so much
it.
Time and effort into
exactly.
it. That's right. They're just stubborn like that sometimes.
They are.
Kids. That's right. That's true. Patience Williams is my guest this morning from the San Juan County Partnership. We were talking about community gardens and the Old Farmhouse Community Garden, which is now up and running off of 20th Street in Farmington. And again, this is one of many, and people may have heard about others that are around the community, and those could also maybe be joined and helped with and things like that. I know there's one at New Beginnings off of Apache Street and some others in Aztec and Bloomfield.
Bloomfield, there's a very large one in Bloomfield. It's wonderful there. And they're the raised beds, and I've heard it is absolutely beautiful. I haven't toured it yet.
Yeah.
I have not toured it yet, but I want to because I've heard it is absolutely amazing. So
again, if you don't live in Farmington, I would encourage everyone who's listening to reach out to you or Bonnie Hopkins.
Bonnie Hopkins
would
know.
Who can refer you to others maybe closer to your home.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Blanco or Navajo Dam or who knows, there could be something closer to you.
Right.
But this one that you're involved with is in Farmington.
It's in Farmington, yes.
And so wouldn't it be great to fill it up this year? Are you hoping you can get all the plots?
We have three left. So we only have three left, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Out of 23, 24.
That's a lot of growing stuff you're going to be growing this year. So that is very exciting. And so, and I would assume maybe folks can join together, a group of neighbors, if they wanted to share a plot.
We actually have businesses that have gone in. We have a couple businesses that are a group.
Mm-hmm.
They all take turns. We have two or three of those. So, and then we have another gentleman that he and his neighbor joined. So it is. And that is where we want to bring together the community.
Right.
You know.
Well, and again, if you don't think you can do it every week or every day, maybe get with some neighbors or friends, and between all of you, it makes it a little bit easier to maintain it. So
absolutely.
That would be great. All the benefits of community gardening. Now, I want to ask you also about this workshop that is coming up in a couple of weeks, Local Foods, Local Places.
Yes, we are very excited about this. A little update on our Local Foods, Local Places.
Yes.
I got a text message last night from Bonnie, and it was a news release from the Office of the Administrator for the Trump Administration.
Okay.
Sometimes
you never know what you're going to get with a press release from the Trump Administration. But
you know,
in this case,
Farmington is in here.
Excellent.
And so the Local Foods, Local Places is a technical assistance program.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming in. We have our workshop dates set.
Right.
We are June 12th and 13th.
Right.
And we are going to be down. So part of this is really going to revitalize the downtown area, which is perfect timing, very, very serendipitous with the
downtown
revitalization.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And so this program really wants to help downtown throughout the country. And we are one of 16 cities throughout the United States.
Just 16. Right.
Just 16. We're chosen.
One of two in New Mexico, is that?
Two in New Mexico,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
And
how about that?
It is great.
And so this is a feasibility planning grant from the EPA, right?
Yes.
Environmental Protection Agency.
Yes.
And so through the Trump administration to have communities like ours talking about local foods and community gardens and things like that.
Yes, it is. And we want people's input. This is a community project. And so we want community members, community leaders. We've already talked to Scott. You will be there on the 12th or 13th.
No. Right.
It is going to be downtown. And, of course, the Civic Center, we tried to get the Civic Center, but right now, you know, it's under construction.
Right.
So.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
And
parking is a little bit of an experience.
It is.
So you're going to be over at the Senior Center.
We're going to be at the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center. So the first night that, on the 12th, The day starts at about 1:30 with a downtown tour. And that's for people that are coming in from out of town that have not been in Farmington before.
Okay.
The representatives from the EPA will be meeting them for lunch. And then we're going to take a downtown tour and see what we already have. You know, we're probably going to end up at Artifacts.
Right.
Is the plan.
Okay.
I don't know how we're going to work that around, but we will. And just see the different opportunities and what we already have there, because we already have some great things going on downtown.
Sure.
So
what this grant hopes to do, and I'll read it right off of the press release here, as it says, in collaboration with the city and community partners, we'll coordinate efforts to expand local food production, improve food access, and revitalize the historic downtown. Supporting local food enterprises would help the city reconnect with its historic roots as a farming community, while expanding access to jobs and business opportunities, increasing diversified local food options, and protecting natural resources.
Correct.
And so that's what it's designed to do.
This is
the planning part of this,
yes,
to get in kind of on the ground floor as this thing takes off, right?
Right. And if you want to be involved, if you want to have a voice in this, join us. And we have a couple places where you can find the flyer and register. It's free.
It's free to register.
It's free to register. And we have the Local Food Local Places Facebook page.
Right.
And also onto the NMSU website.
Right there.
They have a newsletter where you can also register. We want Local Food Network stakeholders, local community members, nonprofit representatives, public health professionals, business owners, city and county staff, and federal and state agency staff on there. And then farmers, growers, people that are directly involved in this.
Okay.
Want you there. So the tour is going to go till 3:30, and then we're going to have a break, and then come back and reconvene at Bonnie Dallas Senior Center at 5:30. And so the evening is going to be a little bit loose. It's very open to the community. We want a lot of people there. They're going to be sharing success stories, and they've got some great ones.
Okay.
They're very excited. When our last planning call, they were all very excited. They just did one in Alamosa, Colorado, which population-wise, elevation, kind of everything
similar.
Else, very similar.
Okay.
And so they've got some great success stories and possibly some ideas that we haven't even thought of yet.
Okay.
So this is great. A lot of input. And then the next morning, we'll be back at the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center across the street at the Annex.
Okay.
So
right there.
The Senior Center cafeteria the first night, the Annex
the second day
for the whole day workshop. And that, the morning is going to be throwing around ideas. And then the afternoon is going to be pretty focused on action planning.
Okay.
Getting those,
what to do, how
those
to get
goals
there.
That we've talked about in the evening and in the morning. Get those goals set, get some action plans set and ready to go, and kick it off. So
the idea being is it's not necessarily to make more community gardens necessarily. This is a little bit different. It's taking that concept and maybe going to the next level of how to incorporate that with businesses, restaurants, maybe schools, big users of food, in the next big thing. Is that kind of the idea of what you want me? And I don't want to give out ideas, because really it's an open book.
Right. And you know, the one idea that we've kind of focused on is an aggregation center.
Right.
And that is, you know, our farmers cannot produce right now enough to fill a school's lettuce
demand.
Order. Right.
Right.
Or the hospital's care order. You know, anything like that, just because our farmers around the area, they would love to farm full time. They would love to farm full time. They just can't do it right now. They don't have any storage facilities. Even Bonnie's growers on Saturday, anything that those growers have left over, they have no place to store them to even deliver
market.
To the school on Monday.
Right.
There's no safe place to store.
Right.
A cool storage. So if we can come up with a building downtown that is open to everybody, where these farmers can take their produce and store it, and maybe if the school does have an order for, you know,
carrots or
potatoes. 1,000 heads of lettuce, if all of our growers, you know, 75 heads of lettuce, 100, 200 heads of lettuce,
adds up.
And then that money goes right back into our community, right back to these growers, that then next year they can plant even more, and maybe they can fill half of the contract,
right,
instead of just a small portion. So it's bridging that gap between what our growers can grow right now and what the need out there, because there is a need, a definite need. And if we can get more, you know, local produce to our area, to our students, I mean, if we can, right now there's a great opportunity for the farm to school.
Right.
So we have money available right now for all of our schools, in San Juan County to take advantage of, and if we can, even for snacks at this time. So we'll be getting some applications going with some of our schools.
Okay. And so, and it's one of those almost, you know, what comes first? You need to have the demand first, or the storage first, or we know we can grow food here.
Right.
We've been doing it for 100 years or more. But it's just kind of that other nuts and bolts of storing it and then connecting people, the growers to the eaters, I suppose,
right,
is what we're talking about.
Right. And that is where this is all takes off. And so this, we're
and
hoping.
That's what this workshop is trying to do.
This whole workshop is to get all that coming together with one common goal for everybody. Because, you know, what if we can go downtown? We already have some great downtown businesses, but if they can put on their door locally grown, Farmington grown, San Juan County grown. And this is,
and
so
as a consumer, then I know that I'm supporting that local restaurant plus those farmers.
Correct. So you're not just, because we do have some great local restaurants,
right?
But just one more local.
And one look at me knows I haven't missed a meal in a while. So I do get out and eat from time to time.
I hear you. Yes, I have the same problem.
Right. So, so we could all, know better, and support through what we normally do anyway.
Right. And we already have a great Farmington brand. The Farmington Branding Alliance, everything else. So it's how can we build off of that we already have? And then it's going to have a regional impact.
True.
So it's going to be based in Farmington, but then it's going to have a massive regional impact because our growers aren't in Farmington.
Right.
So this is going to benefit all of San Juan County, and then the economy is going to jump. And it's just going to be a huge domino effect. It's going to be wonderful.
And the idea now is to set up this system so that it is scalable, growable, and workable into the foreseeable future, that this is the start of something that can then, and it's not like we're reinventing the wheel, this is happening in other communities, and so this can happen here. There's no reason why it can't.
Absolutely correct.
Very exciting. Patience Williams is my guest this morning. We are talking about local foods, local places, the upcoming workshop that is coming up, and the dates again are going to be June 12th and 13th, and you can register. It's a free conference, a couple of days at the Bonnie Dallas Senior Center in downtown Farmington. Also, the Community Garden Project that is now underway on 20th Street in Farmington, the old farmhouse community garden. You can find out more about that on Facebook or at the New Mexico State University website, nmsu.edu, and just do a search over there. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be with my guest in just a moment right here on KSJE. The time is 8:36. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Patience Williams is my guest this morning. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here to talk about community gardens and, of course, this other exciting idea of the Local Food, Local Places Workshop, which we just talked about before the break, which is happening June 12th and 13th in downtown Farmington. And again, this is some money. There is some money behind this, right?
I know, okay. Right? But the thing is the people that are partnering with this.
But there's expertise behind it, right?
There's expertise in finding money.
Right.
And so that is the good part behind it. They're national representatives. We have the EPA.
The USDA.
Oh, my goodness. It's
coming, right?
Right.
CDC. I'm looking at
There's so many different entities from Washington that are partnering on this, that are doing this. So they know where grants are. They know where money is. And so it's not going to necessarily come out of local taxpayers' pockets. So that is where we applied for it. For that reason, it's the bigger picture.
Right.
They've come in. They've been doing this for years. They can see that endpoint, and they know what funds are needed and where we can go to get those funds.
Sure. And so that's important. And thank you for making that distinction. And how, they've done this before, and they kind of know maybe what works, what doesn't work in communities of our size or what have you. And so as we talk about these ideas, and maybe they can also kind of see what a working model looks like, and maybe what components we are missing or need to improve upon, or maybe what stuff we're already doing very well.
Right. And we went through our community assessment, which it wasn't really rough, but it really brought to light. We all sat down in a
Okay.
A conference room.
Right.
Our steering committee.
Okay.
And went through everything.
Patience
and
is pulling out a bundle of papers here that's about, I don't know how many pages, but at least 20.
Yes, at least 20.
Okay.
And some of the things like connecting community, and it says community voluntary events around specific place-based projects such as vacant lot cleanup days, landscaping, beautification efforts, or community gardening programs. And they have low priority aspiration needs worker established. And so we're at needs work on that.
Mm-hmm.
They're running. We have some up and going. But what can we do to make them even more beneficial to the community, bring more people together to do this? And so this was sent to our representatives that are working with us. And so they know where our focus is, what we are. And then we listed what we already have.
Okay.
And so they can come in and know, you know, on a scale where we kind of sit on that. And then they have ideas. Oh, well, in this area, which population, climate, everything is very similar, they've been doing this. Would this be something that would fit into your community plan? So it's very, I don't know, structured maybe?
Right.
I guess because they've just done it. And
well, and you're going through to look and see what works here, what we already have here and what we don't already have here. And so that's important, too, to be able to kind of set the groundwork to say, here's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our self-assessment. And I'm sure you're sharing this with these other folks who are coming to the workshops.
Right.
So they can see kind of where we are and what things maybe we need to focus on. So these workshops, we can really be focused on those areas of need.
Right. And it was neat to see when we were going through there, we have a lot of stuff in the works already. And so this is just bringing, kind of connecting the dots, bringing all these different projects that people are wanting to start or have already started, but are struggling, you know, kind of spinning their wheels. You know, everyone wants the same thing at this point. There's a lot of common goals already, and just to bring that group together.
Sure.
And as one common goal and to utilize the resources we have.
And so walk me through in the minutes we have remaining this morning, a little bit about what happens next. So we've got the workshop coming on June 12th and 13th. And so let's say people are coming and are getting lots of great ideas and everyone's all fired up. And then what? Do we hear back from these folks with some action plans or some other proposals?
They will continue on with, it's not going to be the 13th, 5:30.
See ya.
They're done. Right. They'll be continuing to work with us on that. I'm not exactly sure on the total capacity of what they're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But they are our group. And
we'll
know a little bit more when they come in and let us know what their projects have been in the past, because it seems like to me they're still all involved.
I see. So. And now that Farmington is kind of on the radar of these federal folks, that should be a good thing too into the future, right? Because they're noticing that our community is kind of ripe, pardon the pun, for this type of project, this type of guidance and assistance, which is what this grant does cover.
Correct.
And so moving forward, I would think that they would be a little more paying more attention to the successes, the challenges, and our applications or what have you for the next thing.
Correct. For funding on, you know, if we're, the push right now is getting back to agriculture through everything.
Right.
I mean, it's the new thing.
Yes.
To getting back to agriculture. And Farmington is perfect for that. The whole San Juan County, you know, Four Corners area is ripe for that. So to continue on, you know, when we do put in for grants, we do things, and then, they're going to be like, oh, no, they've already done this. They've already done this. They're working on it. It's not going to be wasted money.
Right.
We're going to see return. We're going to see success in that. So.
And that we have a lot of local individuals like yourself and others who are committed to seeing this through and seeing this succeed.
Right. City leaders, city officials, leaders, community leaders. So we have so much support behind this. And it's great because then it shows people we are serious. This is not something that's going to be pop and go.
Right. So. And a long lasting system of food, locally grown food.
Sustainable. Absolutely.
The key word
that
there.
That is very much the key word.
So again, as we wrap up today, for folks who want to get involved with the community garden, the Old Farmhouse Community Garden Facebook page.
Correct.
Any other way to connect with you? Can they call you?
They can call us.
Okay.
Yes, you can call me. Give my number.
You've only got a couple of plots left.
We have a couple of plots left. Right? So if you do, you can call me. It's 505-686-0510.
Okay.
I would give you Bonnie's, but I don't know it off the top of my head.
That's okay.
So
they
call
can
me.
Look it up. You can look up
call
Bonnie
me
Hopkins.
Or email us. You can definitely go to Facebook and
send a message through there too, I bet too.
Yes, you can.
And then for the workshop, folks do need to register.
You do need to register.
But it's a free event.
It's a free event, and we are going to be, we've been emailing flyers out to representatives and people in all of our contact groups throughout.
Right.
If you want a flyer, same thing, give me a call, shoot me a text, hey, send me a flyer. We can email it.
Okay.
Text it. Good share it everywhere we can.
And I'm sure if you're one of those families maybe who does farming part-time and wants to have a seat at the table, this is something to attend to make sure that you're involved.
It's a must. They need to attend because their voices need to be heard.
Very good. Patience, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Scott, thanks for having me.
Always a great conversation and an exciting opportunity, I think, for our community.
It sure is. We are so very excited.
Very good. Patience Williams from the San Juan County Partnership, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.